Well, I mean, it's the difference in the 258% or 48%, you know, and the shot with Kobe, we've been doing anything about. One early in the game where he's jumping up and just shooting over the top of you. All you can do is put a hand in his face and hope they miss. And he shot it well. The only good thing about it was that as the game was going on, most of them were jump shots. They weren't scoring in the paint. We did have some lapses there against the zone where Powell got inside, but for the most part, I thought most of the shots were coming from the outside. And we did a really good job in the rotations in the zone. And you know, they still had some shots that didn't go in tonight that has been going in the last couple of nights. And that's what you have to try to make them do. That still got to try to have them beat you over the top from the outside and hope that they don't shoot it as well as they have the last two games. That's in camp. We can play a zone. I told you that we would play some zone. I just didn't think we would play like 80% zone.
That begs the question, why not more zone? Why haven't we seen it earlier?
Well, you know, we've tried it a few times, and we just, and to be honest with you guys, in practice yesterday, it was the worst it's ever been. I mean, it really was. I mean, I got really upset because I didn't think it was very, very good at all. And so when they started the game making a ton of shots, we said, well, we got to give it a try. And then we gave it a try and came up with some stops. And then the first half, I think they were 4-for-21 against it. So we just said we played the whole second half. I mean, it's easier than trying to guard those guys on the inside. It's also easier than trying to guard Kobe. So, you know, tonight it worked, and we stuck with it. Well, I just thought that he started the game with a lot of energy, and we always say that in this offense, that energy, the ball will find energy, and I thought he just did a good job of being aggressive and taking the ball to the basket and, you know, getting to the foul line. That's key for us, and getting to the foul line, and just really he was, I thought he was aggressive the entire game, so because of that, you know, we shot a lot of foul shots.
Trying to trade.
I don't know, but I would like for you guys to ask him 10 questions about free agency tonight. You know, I have no idea. I just, you know, but I knew that Amari would respond. You know, he's a competitor. You know, he knows that he didn't play well in L.A., and as we said, when we got back here, the only thing that we were looking at, we had to win one game. You know, we had to win one game, and, you know, we did a good job tonight of doing that. Now we have to put all of our focus on Tuesday to try to win another game. Yeah, he was playing, guys, he was playing really well before he got hurt. You know, he was doing a really good job for us before he got hurt. As I said right from the start, offensively, he's been a huge surprise. We didn't think that he would be that advanced offensively for us, but he's done a good job. He's been great at the screening roles and being able to catch and finish, and he's also been really good, you know, really at catching and making a little 15-foot shot, you know, which has really been a surprise for us. But I thought he played great. You know, I just thought that it was a total team effort where we played. You know, we played hard. We were very competitive, and you know. Then once again, I thought Jay Rich made a lot of, you know, a couple of really big baskets for us.
When there's a guy like Bynum who's obviously struggling physically, are you able to take advantage of that in any way? Are you coaching your guys to do anything different when he's hurting than when he's healthy?
No, not really. I mean, you know, he is he's long and he's huge. We try to make him play out on the floor. That's the only thing that we try to make him do. We try to get him involved in screening roles, but we would do that anyway. It wouldn't matter if he was healthy or not healthy. You know, that's what we do. So, you know, we didn't try to do anything special against him. We just kind of took what the defense gave us, really.
Alvin, what do you need to do differently with the bench to get them going? I mean, especially Channing with struggling with the shot.
Well, he's just not making shots, and, you know, there's nothing anyone can do except he just got to step up and make shots, and we don't talk about it, and, you know, we'll still stick him in the game. If he's open, we told him he has to shoot the shot, because in our offense, if you don't shoot the shot, it hurts as much as it does shooting a bad shot. So he just got to continue to to step in and think that they're going in, and you know, somewhere along the line, you can't be as good a shooter as he is and not make shots. So he has to keep playing. And as far as the bench, you know, Goran and those guys, Goran did a good job and played well. You know, they're not playing the same amount of minutes as they have in the regular season. Obviously, that plays into it somewhat. But, you know, we still got to have those guys. We still need them, and we'll continue to play them.
How much did Goran drive from the wing out and neutralize foul size? They did a lot of free throws. Is that something you guys saw during the last couple of days?
Well, yeah, we just tried to put him in a position where he could go quickly, where they couldn't set their half-court defense. And when they set the half-court defense, they do a great job. They've done a really good job the two games out there of really cutting off all the avenues and lanes to drive to the basket. And we thought we have to go a little bit quicker to try to get there. You know, I mean, we shot free throws tonight because we were aggressive. Well, we knew that we had to try to get the ball to the basket. And, you know, we still didn't shoot it well. I mean, for some reason, they do a great job of running us off threes, and we can't seem to make them. Jay Rich made a couple of big ones for us, but for the most part, once again, you know, we go 5-for-20 tonight, and we're just a much better shooting team than that. But these guys are very aggressive in running off. So
thanks
guys.
Go back to the net.
Sorry.